Now, it was at this juncture that John sent his disciples to the Lord Jesus to ask a few questions because John was puzzled. Verse 19 of the 7th of Luke, and I'm reading that now, "And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And the men were come unto him. They said, John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Well, the very interesting thing is that this man John the Baptist, we've had him before us in both Matthew and Mark. And let me just add another word concerning him. His dress was quite picturesque and unusual. There are those today who adopt a peculiar dress. We're living in a day when a great emphasis is put upon a certain manner of dressing, wearing certain clothes, or wearing your hair. These things have become very important in our day. And some folk, they feel like that if you just do that, that you become very religious. Well, that may just indicate one thing, that you're a religious crank or a religious nut to dress in an unusual way. May I say to you that it is true that John used an unusual dress, but that's not what made John unusual. It was not his dress. It was his message and his ministry. He was called of God. And you better be sure you're called of God if you're going to try wearing a religious garb. Many think that by adopting the outward trappings of Christianity, they'll be a Christian today. I talked just this morning to a young lady, and I asked her, because she had asked me several questions, wanting to know who I was and what I was doing. I was out in front of our radio headquarters, and she's asking me the question, says, well, what do you do? And I told her I was a minister. And I said, now you've asked me a question. I'd like to ask you a question. What do you have to do to be a Christian? She began to tell about, well, she felt you ought to be good to your neighbor, and you ought to not criticize him, or you ought not to be harsh, and you ought to be very friendly. And, oh, my, she had quite a list. And I said, then, all you think then is to be a Christian is just something you do on the outside. You can put up a front. Oh, no, she said, I think it's more than that. And took me a long time to get to the point and tell her that it was a personal relationship to Christ. And it's more than trying to imitate Christ or to have a certain dress or to wear a certain garb, that you must be born again. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. You see, to be a Christian means to have an experience with Christ. And John actually seems just a little misplaced here in the New Testament. He doesn't belong in the New Testament at all. He's the last of the Old Testament prophets, and he's an Old Testament prophet in the New Testament. And he's the bridge over the yawning chasm between the Old Testament and the New Testament. He's the last of the illustrious line of Old Testament prophets. And it had such notables as Samuel, Elijah, Isaiah, and Jeremiah. Christ later told that generation, you remember, that they built tombs of the prophets, but that ye are the children of them which kill the prophet. And they proved themselves genuine children, having inherited the nature of their fathers, because John was right then in prison and his voice was soon to be silenced in death. Now we find him in prison, and there was doubt that had captivated his mind. There are those that try to give a psychological explanation for John's question, which is rather amusing. They say he was in prison, he was depressed, he was discouraged, he was dejected, and he got the blues. Well, the only thing wrong with that is that it's just not right. I don't believe a word of that explanation. John had announced the kingdom, and he had renounced the nation, and he had pronounced the coming of the king. And John was just a highway builder for the king. He said mountains will be brought low and valleys exalted. And when the Messiah appeared, John identified him. And he says he'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His fan is in his hand. He'll thoroughly purge the floor, and he'll gather his wheat into his garner, but he'll burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Now, regardless of your interpretation, you must agree that strong language. John was not expecting a Sunday school picnic. John was expecting Christ to establish the kingdom in all of its glory and power, and it just hadn't come about that way. And so he sent his disciples to ask the question, are you the one, or are we looking for another? And you notice how the Lord Jesus received the messengers of John. He received them cordially, but he kept them waiting.